Once a module's community assessment and an audit are completed and submitted, individualized feedback reports are automatically created. Reviewing these results with the team will be a useful step towards taking action to make improvements. The top graphic here is what you'll see when you get to the main module screen. In this example, it's for the Parks and Recreation module. There is an icon you can click to reach the community-wide assessment feedback report. There is also an icon you can click to go back and see the assessment with your community's answers filled in. If you click on the feedback report, you'll see the report with your community's scores for each section, along with a total score for the assessment. You will also see the score by pillar. The pack has three pillars. Current environment examines the design and maintenance of the built environment. Policies and planning examines planning documents, municipal codes, the development review process, and other policies. Programming and promotion examines programs, education, and outreach. Each question falls under one of these pillars. The feedback report also provides score by best practice. Each question feeds into a best practice. This section of the feedback report shows which best practices your community is achieving, partly achieving, and not achieving, based on how your community team answered the questions. Please know that most communities score as partly achieving many of the best practices. Action planning and making change is intended to move communities towards fully achieving more best practices to support physical activity. It is not expected that a community will be achieving all best practices. Also, scores are not a straight 1 point per question. Instead, scores are weighted based on the research of how much the question topic impacts physical activity in a community. Your team is encouraged to take the time to be comprehensive in your responses to module questions. Be sure to locate and provide any missing data before submitting the responses. This is key to getting valuable and useful feedback and not shortchanging what is happening in your community.